Oh, honey. How are you holding up? Are you alright? Oh, I know, honey. I know. I can't even believe that we have an entire season for it just to be hot all the time. Yeah. And I have no idea how you cope with that weather. But it's still so much better than being trapped back at our home, right? At least we got this pool right here. And I actually made you some iced tea to help you cool off a little. And I grabbed another fan too. Of course. I'll be taking good care of you. You deserve it. Like no other. Do you want a drink now? Or a snack? Maybe a break. Honey, even after we agreed on that daily work hour limit on your vacation, 1 hour, honey, dare I remind you, I see you're still quite determined to wear yourself out. It's both admirable and so very frustrating. Just think about it. Being here at the beautiful resort. The most wonderful tropical destination. And you're still not letting that cute little human body relax. Why do you have to be so strict with yourself? Yeah. You're not letting my sweetheart the rest. That won't do. And that little human body is very useful to me. You might be the one struggling with all that heat, but I could really use some of that warmth of your body, especially at night. But you see, I also need my personal heater to be awake. Or else, what's the difference between you and the AC in a bedroom? Exactly. I see. You're finally making some smart decisions here. Thank you for putting away that laptop. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. Now, I bet you didn't even have time to remember that you actually need to take care of your skin. Of course not. Then, here, sip on that drink and let me take care of your body. We don't want you to get your skin burned, right? Well, I can't even call it a roof. And it's still quite dangerous, even in the shadows. But, hey, if you're so against the idea of me putting that sunscreen on you, no pressure. Oh. Yeah. You're definitely overworked. Took you too long to realize what kind of benefits are waiting for you here. Come here. Yeah. I know, it feels really nice. Honey? You would let me know if these playful jokes actually start getting to you, right? Well, about these. Because the last thing I want to do is to put you down with those. I don't want to ever objectify or hurt you. Ever. And I might get under your skin with them sometimes. But that's only because I care about you. And maybe have a strong affinity with everything that has to do with your skin. But honey, lately, you've been giving me no choice but to nag you about that. To keep reminding you that it's not healthy to work this much. And that it's not even that important right now. And especially on our trip. We had an agreement. Right? And even though I knew you wouldn't be able to keep yourself from working for too long, I was still hoping that you could enjoy at least a couple of carefree days. Or at least moments with me. I guess I should have bet some money on that, actually. Could it be more effective that way? Babe, I just want you to know that I know you're working hard. And you have wonderful, big dreams and goals. And that's one of the many reasons to admire you. But there's only so much you can take. You're just a human. Not like that. What I mean here, you're only one human. My only. human. And with all that stress you're putting yourself through, your body and mind, please. I can't imagine losing you. I can just sit there and watch you burning yourself out like this. I can't let you do that. I can't let you do this to my favorite human in this whole world. No way I'm letting that. So please, treat my love nicely, okay? Well, I expect to build a family one day, so I need my love strong and fully functioning. But seriously, you're so hard on yourself sometimes. And you don't even notice that. And even now, I can feel this tension in your body. You know, I wish I could show you somehow. Help you see what I see. That huge progress you've made. All that effort you've put. You need to be more kind to yourself. You need to. And if you don't, I won't get off you until you learn. You do. I can feel your body heat radiating right into me. It's been really hot these past few days, right? I know. But don't worry. You got me, and luckily, my body temperature is perfect for such occasions. Yeah. Does it feel better? You just wait a bit more then. Okay. Good. You know what? We are breathing manifestation of a heat exchanger. But really, that's probably the only case when opposites really do attract. Oh. I don't mind holding you like this for as long as I need. And if so, that someone could have easily experienced more moments like that. I'm just saying. But hey, I don't want to guilt trip you. Never. Okay? And actually, guess I know where this is coming from. I know that you're doing this from the place of love. The love you have for me. I know you care a lot about our well-being. But this is not coming from the place of self-love, honey. And I'm sorry, but I have to address it. Because sometimes I'm thinking about it, and I experience that as well, at times. And that's why it actually feels valid to mention that. Don't you think that we're our worst critics sometimes? That we are so mean to ourselves. Always thinking we could have done better, could have looked better, could have pushed harder, or achieved more. We think that everyone else is holding us to the same standard. When in fact, we're so wrong for thinking that. And you know how I know it? Because I'm doing it myself as well. We're all doing that. And it's so sad. But hey, being open to acknowledging this is the first step towards learning how to actually start loving yourself. And I know, leave that self-love talk for those softies, right? But hey, no one is immune from those thoughts. And there's nothing wrong or shameful in admitting that. If not to me, just to yourself. You don't even have to tell me all about it if you don't want to. But please, can you just promise me that you'll try to shut them down whenever they're trying to crawl back into your mind? Can you promise me that? And if you want, you can always just come up to me. Let me know that you need some time for us. Yes. And I'll stop whatever I'm doing in the moment and snuggle you. Oh, what? Oh, don't tell me you need to see my face to know I'm not kidding. Okay. I bet it was just your excuse to kiss me. But yes, I'm serious. And don't even hesitate to ask. You'll do this for me too. Well, thank you for stealing my idea. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But I really appreciate you being open. Don't mind. This warm air is keeping me sleepy. Yes. We could stay like this for as long as you want. Remember what I once said? I could get used to your company so easily. And you know what? That never changed.